traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We got pulled over. They asked immediately, like they're just searching. They pulled out my driver and they just started searching him. And I was like, oh my God.
That's illegal.
Yeah. And I go, guys, I'm like talking to all the people that are in the car. I'm with Jaden, Josh, my photographer, my videographer, and everyone. And I'm like, guys, if they check us right now, I'm having like a fucking speech right now. I'm like, if they fucking check us, guys, we're all going to jail for a very fucking long time.
I'm aging, bro. Quickly, dude.
I noticed that, and also about me too.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We laugh too much.
We laugh way too much.
Laugh lines are starting to appear.
It's your fault. I swear to God, you make me laugh so much. I have these crow feet. Are they called?
Feet, yeah.
Under my eyes.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to be a good looking young man, and now I'm a fucking geriatric gentleman.
You're turning into peanut brittle. Wait. So we're going to? Are we going to go up? Approximate some Botox.
That's right.
What?
We're going west. About 45 minutes to good old Beauty Lounge Med Spa, the famous spot for social media influencers, because I want to look young forever. Welcome back to Impulsive, the #1 podcast in the world. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, go ahead and do so. There we go. Yeah, we're boosting up. I feel really good about where we are. We got a great guest today. We've been on a good roll, and I think we might need to take a break soon because, again, I just feel fucking old. You know, I got this beard. My hairs are turning gray. You make me laugh way too much. I blame you. Seriously. Like, my face is constantly stuck like this.
But you feel good, though, otherwise, right? Like, not like you don't have COVID.
No COVID. I feel super healthy, actually.
Because you get tested all the time.
Yeah, I get tested regularly. Well, because I'm constantly out doing stuff. I've been tested probably 5 to 6 times. I get tested every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Getting expensive. And I pay for the whole squad.
The whole squad.
$600 a pop per
that's
time.
That's how you know you're rolling in dough. You get your whole squad tested for COVID, not just yourself.
Well, you know, you got to be out here and be responsible and wear your masks. Scary times, kids. How are you doing over there, Mac?
I'm good. I shotgunned a beer before the show with our guest who shotgunned a energy drink.
Oh, you did a beer?
Yeah. I could never shotgun an energy drink.
I feel like that we should just bring him out. Bro, our guest shotgunned the energy drink. He's been pacing. I feel like he's about to go into cardiac arrest. Should we just do it? And then our engineer Brad showed up a little late, so he's been over here. I'm just going to bring him out. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen a guest this good looking since Jacob Sartorius. It's the 20-year-old up-and-coming social media phenom, teen heartthrob, sway house party animal, renegade raging, retired TikTok star with over 20 million followers. If I had a third brother, I'd pretty sure it'd be this kid right here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bryce fucking Hall.
Ooh. Oh, hell yeah.
Soon to be Bryce Paul, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm
Bryce Paul.
That was already a thing, but.
What up, dye bro? Your hair? A little technical, David. Oh, nothing.
Yo.
Hey, first try. There we go.
Is this your first podcast? Yeah.
No.
Is this your second podcast?
I think this is my fourth.
What other shows have you done? I don't care. I don't
Mom's
know why I asked
basement.
That. Listen to me. Oh, Mom's Basement. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did Addison's.
Oh, Mama Knows Best?
Yeah.
She's already recording that?
Oh, yeah. She's like 5 deep now.
Wow.
Only posted one, though.
Guest-based?
Yeah.
Very cool. And it's on Spotify, right?
Yeah, it's only on Spotify, so like the setup's not this crazy, but...
It's audio only?
Yeah.
That's our problem. We're a show first. I feel like we seriously cannibalize our listeners because we're visual first.
Said it a long time ago, but they like the show.
It looks sick. I mean,
thanks, man.
There's like 3 different cameras on... 4 different cameras
nice.
Here.
Bryce... Are you spazzing out right now?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Jerry right now.
Because I want to ask you a question because the reason I asked about you've been going on other podcasts is I bet you a lot of those podcasts deal with, you know, drama, gossip, what's happening with the who's who of TikTok. We don't do that shit. We're a much more mature podcast. I want to ask you questions about, you know, your brand and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm going to dive right into that. Are you dating Addison Rae?
Are you fucking dating Addison Rae?
I don't have time for any of the bullshit, bro.
With that rant, I was literally going to say, with that being said, are you dating Addison Rae?
Just give it to us straight, Bryce.
I mean, you saw the recent Instagram picture.
That was yesterday. You officially came out of the relationship closet?
Whoa, internet broken. We just posted our first Instagram picture together since like November of last year.
And 2 million likes. I'm looking at the numbers here. The engagement is insane.
Yeah, I just captioned it bad bleep.
Nice. Yeah. You needed a bad bleep and you found one.
It's kind of a saucy photo though.
Indeed it is. Do you think, would you say you guys are the power couple of 2020 or more like Mike Malek, Lana Rhodes?
Yeah, how's it feel to be the second most important couple on YouTube?
Would you say? I think she's kind of like, and it's so different. We're both so different. She's like family friendly, I'm just not. Right. So it's kind of like, I feel like we're kind of like David Dobrik and Liza.
That's a good,
like that mix. Not exactly. It's not exact personalities.
It's
called,
but it's being star-crossed lovers. Shakespeare wrote an entire play about it. It was called Romeo and Juliet.
Classic.
Oh yeah, I guess
opposites attract. That whole like I have the same thing going with me. I'm the bad boy. She's the family friendly. It's we got the same setup as you guys.
I get it. Yeah.
But bro, seriously, you Google your name, and I mean, you're popping off right now, and it's just Addison Rae Bryce Hall. Addison Rae Bryce Hall. You can't even. Go somewhere and not kiss your girl and get caught on camera. Like how TikTok stars Addison Rae and Bryce Hall caught kissing. Like,
no, it's so crazy. We don't post where we go or anything. Like when we hang out, and then there's just paparazzi. It's weird. Like, dude, I'm a TikToker.
Do you think it's invasive? Are you like offended?
Yeah. I ask them like, hey, I'm just trying to eat. Can you just not take pictures of me? Especially when I'm like off guard. And I'm like,
yeah,
like, you know,
that's what they want. That's what sells though.
Exactly.
They want to catch you looking not like
we're posing.
This right here. This is the Bryce Hall the internet wants, but the Bryce Hall that the internet needs is the one mid burger chomp.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, congrats on the semi relationship. Like, is it official? Yeah.
No, it's not. We're pretty off social media type things, you know? Like we're not even dating. We're not dating yet.
But if you were, you know, even considering it,
what are you talking about?
We're not dating yet. Like we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. I guess you could say we've went on dates.
Then why would you post this picture?
Because it's a hard photo.
Yeah, they're just being all cute.
But it's slightly misleading, right?
I mean, but that's what the internet
is. Misleading or is it misinterpreted by people like you? You know, when I see this photo, I see two friends. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Bro, do you know how many photos that me and Logan haven't posted where we have that same pose? His pythons wrapped around my scrawny neck. In a fucking
looking lovingly into the
sexual
camera.
Just like kind of laying on you and
stuff. Yeah, bro, that's as love. That's as friendly as it gets. That looks like more plutonic than
Plutonic.
And it's kind of like a flex too, because she has a Rolex on, and we're like going in the pool. I'm like, why are you wearing that?
Is this on film?
Yeah, it's like a little.
You guys
camera.
Are into that like nuanced artsy. Like.
I wasn't even expecting to take photos. Like it was just random.
Yeah, no, this looks like one of those. You didn't even know they were gonna take this photo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It looks like At Bryant just snuck in a fucking out of the closet.
Hey, pose real quick. That's literally what happened. It was like pose real quick, and then we.
Bro, so what's it gonna take for you guys to lock it down, like official exclusivity type shit?
When I grow the balls to ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's keeping you from growing those balls,
dude? Honestly, like. I'm not like a really romantic guy. Like I'm so bad with like expressing my feelings and stuff.
Yep. Oh, welcome
to
the club, man.
I'm like a bros bro, you know? I'm a bros bro, and I don't know how to like be cute in that sense where I'm like, hey, I set up this whole thing to ask you out. But it's like I want to just be like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? Like I'm like that guy. I am going to do something if I decide, hey, let's do it. Like it's going to be dope.
Are you gonna film it and put it on YouTube?
No.
Good.
No.
I got a question about this. Is there any competition between you and the Kid Laroi?
Kid Laroi. Who's
Saint?
Did he make a song called?
Addison Rae, Shawty the Baddest. Oh no, he's like 16, isn't he?
I don't know, man. He made a whole song about her,
and it's not a bad song. It's not a bad song.
Could you make a better song?
Have you heard "Still Softish"?
Of course.
That answers your question.
If you have it, I have it here. So what, you made a diss track on Lil Huddy.
Yeah.
Lil Huddy. I didn't know about any of this until.
Wait, hold on a sec. Yeah, is this real?
Yeah, no, this is real. This is completely real.
Small dick, still kind of softish, toxic,
act like you popping. No bitch, built like a chopstick.
Talk about money you got. You know you ain't got a lot. No, you know you had one shot.
One shot.
Charlie's the tick to your top. Tick-tock,
yeah. What can't you do, Bryce Hall? You put a clock in the hot tub. What the fuck?
We had a fire editor.
Y'all eating glizzies? What
dude,
was that?
That part.
Was that a cheeseburger?
Huh?
Was that a cheeseburger y'all were
eating?
Yeah.
We were sharing that. And if you didn't notice, his ex-girlfriend, we pulled the U. We had his ex-girlfriend come in the video and serve us.
Was?
Yeah.
This is major beef. Like this. Yeah, is no, the, no, no, how long serious. Ago is this?
4 months.
Did you guys get pull it back together? Are you still cracking or what?
So recently, actually, after this diss track, after all this all came out because Lil Huddy was trying to pipe, you know, trying to pipe Josh's girl.
Oh.
Yeah. So
while Josh was dating her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's he's like, forget Josh. Dude, yeah.
So then like that whole thing started. He apologized, blah blah blah, off camera, obviously.
I thought he did end up kissing her or something.
Yes, that's what I was gonna get into. He just recently did that. And then it was like a whole new spark. Like social media was like, what is all that? You know?
Did they just kiss, or is that like the PG version of the story you feed to your young audience?
I mean, on camera, I mean, like, yeah,
they fucking.
No. I don't know what they did. But
why would it be such a big deal? I mean, it's just a kiss. Hey, I kiss my fucking friends all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Not me.
I think that's a little bit more of a, like, because at first we made the diss track initially because of that exact situation, him trying to do it.
And then
after they broke up, Josh and Nessa, it happens, and I'm like,
So in a way, he, like, I'm on Team Bryce, right? But he kind of took the leverage back maybe a little bit if he ended up hooking up with this girl after the diss track.
Yeah. Mm. He did that like literally 3.5 months later.
Okay. Okay. So you got, he's with the Hype House, right?
Yeah.
And you're with the Sway House.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like the Hype House.
There's some people in the Hype House that I like, but I publicly say this all the time on camera and everything and off. I just don't think what they're doing is right. And I think their content's whack.
What are they doing that's not right?
Watch their content.
Bro, listen, you know how I feel about this shit, bro. I've been very fucking open about my dislike for this whole fucking wave. I like you, bro. We hung out in Miami and for Jake's fight and a couple other times.
Yeah, and then we went to that one party too. Like the, it wasn't really a party. It was like just 10 people with like Olivia and all them.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And so I've known you for a little while, but for the most part, dude, like I don't pay attention to all this shit, to be honest with you. But like, is there real? So is this like real beef? Like, are you guys like rival sets? Like, are you trying to bang on these motherfuckers on site?
Do you pull up to their house with glizzies?
It's real beef. It's real beef. Like, it's like
all beef glizzies.
We went on live just completion. We go to their face and just say they're soft. And then because our numbers are high, they'll be like, hey, come on through. It's just the
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Funniest thing, dude.
It's called Hollywood, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has shit to say behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
And then when you see them in real life, they don't say none of it.
Exactly.
Bro. They invite you to the party. They want show.
Does it ever get physical?
No, not in a while.
How come?
Because they're not like that.
Okay. Okay. So they'd stick to the
keyboard warrior stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Because I know you get physical.
Yeah, sometimes.
How many fights have you been in? You were in like,
in
I've seen
life?
You get in like 2, just me alone. I've been with you like twice. You're 2 out of 2 for me, bro.
In my life, probably like 30.
Yeah, he's a fighter.
That's a lot of fights.
Yeah, I'm trying to do like a professional fight.
Against Bradley Martin.
Yeah.
and by the way, like, I love your strategy. Like, find the biggest motherfucker in the place and just go at him. And by the way, I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah.
Like, within the next week, mark my words, I will facilitate an altercation between those two men.
Well, if he sees this, he's definitely like, well, now he knows, you know?
Nah.
Yeah, his gears are turning.
What's your message, Bradley Martin?
Bradley, you're small, dude. He'll toss me, bro. I'm He'll fucking toss my ass. He already did.
Already,
he already did, yeah. He fucking, we wrestled one time, like, I think, like, 3 weeks ago, fucking tossed me.
Well, because you have a wrestling background,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What happened? You could have bust him?
No, I grabbed his leg. I had him in a single leg.
Of course.
And then I let him down because I thought we were, like, done. I was just kind of fucking around. I was like, I don't know. I think I can get you. And then he literally just grabbed me and fucking threw me, bro.
How far did you go? 15, 20 feet?
Like, no, like 5-6 feet, realistically. And I was like, and dude, I was in so much shock. I was like, holy fuck. I was not ready for that at all. Yeah, he's a strong motherfucker.
Big man. Yeah. If he was green, he would be the Hulk. Do you take boxing classes?
Like, I box a little bit. I started boxing because Taylor. If you know Taylor, he has a boxing background. So I started boxing with him. I wouldn't say that I'm like nice, but I definitely am coordinated enough to box.
Yeah, well, if you sharpen those blades, especially with the following you have now, you pick an opponent.
Yeah,
you could make some serious cash.
There's just nobody that I have like beef with enough to a point where like I could be like, yo, let's hop in the boxing ring.
What about if you fabricate it, strictly business beef? Like surely there's someone from the hype house who maybe, right?
No one will box me.
Really?
At least no one that's like,
yeah, there's no shot.
Dude. Yeah.
Cause how much do you weigh?
160.
Okay. Okay. So
only one that I could think of is Thomas, and he's 220 pounds.
Yeah. Big kid.
Do you like thoroughly enjoy fighting and wrestling and boxing? Or like,
I love contact, one-on-one contact sports.
Yeah. Cause the reason I asked is because you're doing a lot of other stuff on the business front, to a point where you probably don't need to go into combat sports for money, right?
Yeah,
it's not
for money. It's like I actually
you love the sport.
Like,
same with him. What are you doing though on the business front? Because that's one thing that does interest me is how are these renegade stars monetizing?
I genuinely don't know how to do the renegade, but I do have.
You definitely hit a fucking wall.
Fucking wall. But who hasn't hit a wall?
But you got the clothing. You're wearing it right now.
Yeah, I'm working on my Party Animal brand. I have like this whole apparel line, Party Animal. And the reason I started that is I actually have the fucking tattoo on my leg right here.
Yeah.
And that started as like a fucking joke, and then I turned it into an apparel line. And the thing about Party Animals, you can branch off to many different things, not just apparel.
Yeah.
And then I have my energy drink with Josh. It's called Annie. It's launching in a month. We have the pre-order. We launched the pre-order like yesterday.
Nice.
And Annie's short for animal. So it's like animal energy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Like a subset of the clothing brand.
Cohesive brand.
Two questions. Are you a party animal?
Yeah, I would call myself a party animal.
But Bryce, you're only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can be sober and like, dude, you just saw me fucking shotgun a...
When did you turn 21?
2.5 weeks.
So you'll be taking your first sip of alcohol in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking insane.
That's cool. That's cool, man. I got a question. Who's your demo?
I have like primarily 18 to 24, actually, but I feel like everybody has that on their thing. But like mainly out in public, I have like a lot of older people come up to me.
How old?
Like probably 18.
Because of the content that you do with like Brad and like
the yeah, like collabing with like the Nelk Boys and Brad, like all the people like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I assume the merch is doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah, it's doing great.
How great?
pretty fucking good.
like you're gonna buy a nice supercar type?
Dude, I was actually in the process of buying a Rolls.
There we go.
Yeah, what kind? It was the Wraith. Ghost.
Okay.
2014. I mean, it was like, dude, I was getting an insane deal on it.
No. You're Bryce Hall. You don't get a 2014 Rolls.
Dude,
Ghost.
No, but the thing was, like, I wasn't buying it to
show
off.
How old were you in 2014? You were like 12.
Huh?
How are you going to buy a car 14? From when you were 12 years old?
When I was 15 in 2014.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not as bad as 12. Yeah, I was already 50.
But so. I said, dude, it was taking way too long. Like, I tried getting this like 2 months ago. And now I actually get my car the second. I just bought the newest Tesla.
Oh, nice. Cool. That's responsible. Yeah. I respect that purchase.
The environment and stuff.
Well, but also financially, dude. I saw a video of you recently where I think somebody offered you like 50 racks to like fire some shit, and you basically did like a $50,000. I don't need that fucking shit. Like it was like
I didn't
need
say
that.
It like
it
that.
Was
I
pretty
just said,
much like I don't need $50,000. I was like, damn, is this kid really cleaning up like that? Like just hunks of seven-figure deals coming down the pipeline or what? Dude?
I just said to him, I didn't say it like that. I was like, dude. This kid, obviously, $50,000 to me versus him, he needs it way more than I do. I said, dude, use that on student loans, like whatever you need for it. I don't
know.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I don't need that $50,000.
Good kid.
Yeah.
You've heard the spiel on purchasing depreciating assets, right?
Yeah.
Are you watching yourself?
Yeah, no, dude, I don't spend money like that.
Really?
My first big purchase was this car.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. I bought a slushy machine.
How much
was
that?
It was $1,250. I bought my mom a car, to be fair.
Okay, that's
first.
Nice.
It was the first thing I bought. And then I bought a slushy machine, and Logan put it into a grinder, a metal grinder, and shredded it into little scraps.
Yeah, I made a slushy out of the slushy machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Well, sick for him, right? And for his content. But for me, the guy who wanted to have a slushy, it's not so sick.
You don't need that sugar, man. You really don't. You, like, don't enable yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of slushies, you've done a good job replatforming yourself.
Yeah.
I've seen that, which is important.
Appreciate
you started it. You started to make YouTube content.
Yeah.
Are you worried that TikTok is going to become Tic-Tac when China falls apart and compliance creates a problem?
I'm genuinely not scared if it gets deleted.
Go right to YouTube.
Yeah.
To start
like I already post 2-3 times a week. Like I'm pulling really good views right now. Like I don't need TikTok.
What happens to everybody else?
They're gonna fall off.
No way. Everyone except you. Who's gonna make
who
it?
Who else has it? Who else has the strength?
Sway Boys.
No way.
Yeah,
I think so too. I'm gonna be honest with you. There's gonna be a few who crack the code. We talk about it all the time on this show, and it's tough because it is a completely different format. You know?
Yeah, this is actual entertainment.
You can only long do the Savage content. Dance for so fucking long.
Yeah.
And by the way, keep going until TikTok runs itself into the ground.
Yeah.
But you have. I'm looking at the views here. 6.3 million views on your chapstick challenge with your girl, Addison. 3.3 million views. This one only has 1.8. Does YouTube censor you? Do they bury some of your videos?
Yeah.
You've fallen into that.
If I know that I'm using a copyrighted song or if I cuss way too much, I'll demonetize the video myself. But, because when you get demonetized, it like stops sending it out like recommended.
Right.
And recommended. So like I just completely demonetize the video. Don't even let them.
You could still do that and it could still be buried. They mark it as mature. You'll never know. It's thrown into a mature category. And it does not get served, which is the majority of the audience that is watching on YouTube, which is why we as creators all use it is because of the discoverability. And if you're not showing up on search, you're not gonna be able to grow as quickly.
Well, I know it's all based off of like audience retention. That's why I keep my vlogs short. And I've noticed like a lot of YouTubers, even yourself, like you do like 10 minute pluses. Though.
I do longer because my retention's like seven minutes per vlog.
Yeah. Which see, is mine's like 80-85%.
Amazing.
Audience retention.
Number one is actually click through rate on your thumbnail.
Yeah. CTR.
CTR, then retention. You're absolutely right. And then there's a bunch of other categories under like how many videos have on your channel has this person watched?
Yeah.
And if they've watched all your videos, they're more likely to get served. There's a lot of those factors. You can find them online, but you're obviously doing a good job of it.
Appreciate
it. You know what you're doing, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing YouTube before TikTok. I only hopped on TikTok because I saw the TikTok kids blowing up. And I saw their engagement. It was like insane, unseen. Like nobody, even the Musical.ly kids. I was a Musical.ly kid as well. Even like the Musical.ly people, their engagement wasn't that crazy. So I was like looking at these TikTokers and like the lip syncing, and I've done that shit, and I moved past it. I've matured.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, do I have to really do this? Cause I was at a plateau. Like I was at a point where I wasn't growing as fast. I was actually like Red Social Blade. And I was like, I'm going to really have to fucking do this shit again. And I did it.
it's so funny hearing this. Cause his career path quite literally almost exactly is parallel to me on Vine.
Yeah.
Did Vine, YouTube came out. I saw that everyone's popping off on YouTube, switched to YouTube, and then Vine died. I was prepared.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Viners were, and look what happened.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've diversified correctly. And even, you allowed to talk about this thing with Triller? I think it got...
Yeah,
it got,
I mean, like, I can't tell about, like, the deals and shit, but
what happened? They paid you
they're,
to...
They're paying people to move over there. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet, because I don't want to continue to do that. I don't think there can be another app that replicates another app and it blow up past that app.
Well, the big bet in the space right now is that the compliance issues actually have a major damning effect on TikTok. So we've already seen it happen in India. India said, yo, TikTok, no more.
And Triller blew up.
Triller is now the number one photo and video app in India.
But for how long?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you've got this direct replica that's in direct competition with TikTok. And now I bet you that as each country shuts down TikTok, Triller will probably be the one that retakes that spot.
The Triller team's sharp too.
Yeah, no, they're got the right. I mean, isn't Jake's fight under Triller?
Yeah, Triller Vids, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're doing it right now, but well, I mean, it's like only time can really
until TikTok goes down. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Until TikTok goes down, Triller will not see domestic success.
I'm pretty sure TikTok's gonna get banned within the next like month, two.
What a lot of people don't see and what we don't talk about on this podcast a lot is the lobbying efforts. I mean, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on lobbying Washington to keep TikTok alive. Like you could read all about this. I mean, this is not a battle that happens, you know,
TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah.
During a renegade dance, it happens in Senate oversight committees and fucking, you know, U.S. intelligence says that the Chinese are listening. Like, so the government just outlawed TikTok on all military and government phones. So if you have a government phone, you cannot have TikTok on your phone.
I'd be concerned if our government officials were scrolling TikTok at night. You know,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I mean, look at how many videos we've seen of military members on TikTok. Yeah, and I think they're old videos, but those videos blow up. I've seen a lot of javelin missiles on TikTok. Sure. I've seen a lot of, you know, artillery strikes.
Guys,
I'm like, wait a second,
guys
this
in
doesn't...
military outfits for doing the renegade.
Yeah.
I've seen that shit too.
Which I love. Shout out all the military members out there. They need to have fun too, obviously. But it's gonna be weird to see what happens. But there's a lot of people, I promise you, there's a lot of people behind the scenes of other TikTok-centric startups right now that are praying that Trump or somebody pulls the trigger and says no more, because then Triller goes, then all these other apps have a chance. You know, right now, it's ByteDance, right?
Yeah, ByteDance.
ByteDance runs the show. They got $110 billion-plus dollar valuation right now.
They just launched a $200 million
fund.
Yeah, fund for creators. Yeah.
What's that
so I'm like, yo, what's good? I'm still on fucking TikTok.
To keep the creators on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, to keep combat.
Yeah, well, because there's another one coming out. You know about Instagram's competitor?
No. I didn't know about that.
I don't know if I'm allowed to even talk about this.
Yeah, is it public yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, the fact that I don't know.
Well, but the thing is, this is the first, without saying it, I mean, why not even say it if you don't know? Don't just...
Me?
People, yeah.
No, I know
people,
everything about it.
I know
it's
going to
be live in 6 days, so I wonder how, like...
Oh.
6 days. It's called Instagram Reels. Instagram's direct competitor to TikTok.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
It's
I
looking
that,
sharp.
Yeah.
It's looking sharp. And
I heard about that.
Guess what? They got a fund, too.
Yeah, they got Facebook behind them.
The fun thing...
This is going to be an all-out fucking renegade war.
The fun thing about this one is usually when an app like TikTok steps up, Facebook just... headshot, dude, with cash. Boom!
Yep.
Gone.
Yep.
Facebook owns it. Boom! Facebook owns it. And they tried it with Snapchat. Snapchat said no, and Snapchat continues to fucking stream on and trickle on.
But the weird thing is they swung with stories. Instagram stories.
Right. And did combat them, took a ton of traffic away from Snapchat. This one, unfortunately, they're not going to be able to buy their way out. Because TikTok has so much fucking capital and such a high valuation that Mark can't just say, yo, we'll give you $5 billion. They're like, yo, we're worth $180 on the upside valuation. We don't give a fuck about your $5 billion. And it'll be fun to see Reels. But yo, in all honesty, I talk a lot of shit about TikTok, but that app is one of the best designed apps I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It's good technology.
Usability, they let you download, they let you share properly. Every single thing on that fucking app has been thought through thoroughly, and it is a truly fun app to use.
So
if Instagram's going to take a swing at that floor-to-ceiling content...
But they've done it before, and they won.
And
if they have money... Dude, can you imagine? Can you tell me if you can see this happening. Instagram/Facebook paying Charli D'Amelio $10 to $20 million to exclusively post on Reels and not TikTok. That makes a lot of fucking noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they get a couple monsters, but we also know about the failure rate as well. I mean,
Instagram's tough though, because it's gonna be connected to your Instagram, which is clearly everyone's like favorite platform to indicate growth.
And I saw the layout and it's pristine. If they nail the UI, the user interface, it could do some damage. It could do some damage to TikTok.
All they have to do is take away from, you know, a small value of TikTok. What, $10 billion a year on Instagram Reels?
That's pretty
solid.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they'll just go to steal some share of voice. Like, I just don't think anybody's going to be able to take TikTok down.
Wherever Charli and Dixie go, I feel like everyone, and Addison, I feel like wherever they go, everyone else is going to.
You really think
they're,
so?
They're the pacemakers?
Yeah. I mean, they're the biggest by far.
Why do you think?
They're girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why?
Yeah.
That's it?
I mean, it's like they can appeal to both demos. Like, what dude like average dude is gonna see me doing like some fucking dance and be like, oh shit, I'm fucking following this guy. But yeah. when Addison does the fucking same dance and she's 19, so anyone can like.
That is just you got a solid.
So you're obviously close with her. Does she? You have the YouTube fallback. Does she have?
She's moving to YouTube and she's doing a lot of big things
for sure. Like,
behind the scenes, a lot of big things, very and cool. I'm actually insanely proud of her. I was like, holy fuck, you got
good
some shit lined up.
She seems like, yeah. she seems sharp. I don't know if she's gonna let this window.
She's not worried about it either.
Pass. Yeah, but surely some of the big ones are.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's going to be a lot of people that are fucked.
How long until they're completely no one cares anymore?
Well, I feel like the first few months after TikTok dies, there's going to be the fans, the diehards that are going to try to find them on different platforms. But depending on how the creators execute, it's going to depend on like that, you know.
Who's like, your favorite creator in the space right now? Other than the girls you mentioned and yourself.
Like creators on what platform?
On TikTok or on YouTube or... Anyway.
I think like you guys are definitely my favorite creators.
Yes.
Like all you guys.
And Nelk
Boys. You love Nelk. Nelk Boys and Danny Duncan.
Yeah. That's the one oddball to the conversation that we don't talk about enough here. We want to have him on.
Dude. He's killing it.
Yeah.
I actually talked to him recently. He was floating down a lazy river on his Instagram story, and I posted his post and said, yo, listen, this dude's living my dream, because everybody knows being on a lazy river is my dream. And I really want to get Duncan on the show, dude. He's a cool dude. His videos are super entertaining, and I think he's like the one siloed person outside of the mainstream push for more adult content on YouTube. Like, we're doing it, Nelk, Bradley, you, Steve, like those kind of people. And then he's kind of doing it, but it feels like he's in his own lane.
Only. No one. What I'm saying? No one does stuff like him. I mean, there's like kids that try to replicate what he does, obviously, but he's going to be there forever.
He's like Nelk, but times Nitro Circus. Like, he could pull off the action sports shit, and he actually does it, bro. Like, he's nasty, he's on the dirt man. Bike. He's nasty.
He's his own stuntman. Like, he does everything. Except he's sober, which is dope. Like, completely sober.
Hey, man, we love that right now. 2020, so I've been sober the whole year. It's been fucking great.
He's never drank or smoked.
In his life?
Yeah.
I think that's not true.
I think he's drank.
Oh.
But, he doesn't drink or smoke anymore. Yeah, like, he's completely sober.
Was the catalyst for that? Like, did he have an issue with substances?
I didn't ask him about all that, but...
I've made that recommendation to so many people.
Going sober is dope.
Bro, this year has been incredible. I look back, like, I remember at the beginning of the year, we were like, I wonder what a sober year would look like. And now I'm like 7 months in, just looking back at the trail of destruction of
such
like
an obvious
completely
decision
sober,
for 7 months.
Like, I haven't had a single drink. All I've had was a sip of best-selling fucking book, a relationship, a YouTube channel that's going fucking bonker. Like, the decision to me, like, now sober 2021, obviously. Bro. Wouldn't That's even sick. Fucking think about it, bro. Instead, go to hide and sweat on people. Fuck that shit, bro.
That's dope.
But teach your own. I respect whatever anybody does. Do what you want.
Well, bro, you're about to turn 21. How do you not get sucked into that?
I mean, went through it,
bro. You're like semi-wifed up, but how do you avoid the temptation to not spread your like young fruitful seed?
I went through that. Like, dude, I've been doing this since I was like 16, 17.
Doing what?
Fucking
partying. Fucking bro
started party animal.
Yeah, dude, like, I've been doing this shit for a while.
When'd you lose
like,
your virginity?
16.
Nice. Okay, same. All right, that's like fairly late, I feel.
Yeah,
like,
in high school I was like a fucking dweeb, bro.
Same.
Yeah, like no friends.
Okay, but so then after the first nut, that's when you lost it.
Yeah,
you lost control. Your dick turned
I was like
tornado.
Holy shit. First time no condom, obviously.
Who's the chick?
Just a
No, like, don't need a name, but like, just like it wasn't a relationship.
I told the girl that my body count was like 7. I was like, nah, I got this shit.
Like that J. Cole
song.
Yeah, no, and then I fucking nutted in like 2 minutes, and I was like, it must have been fucking weird.
Yo, next time that happens, just compliment her. Yeah. You're just so wet, like your shit's so tight, like that normally doesn't happen, but something about you, like you're so hot, dude. Like, I can't, it's hard for me. Because then they're like, oh shit, maybe he's telling. Because understand.
No, play it off like that works. That's like the logical
a lot of guys out there, they are embarrassed of it. There's no, no greater compliment to a girl than to come fast. Dude, they love it. Unless you're the dude that's in a relationship doing it every single fucking night. Like, if you can't ever please your girl, that's a different story. But if you do it one time, they're going to be like, damn, Bryce Hall thinks I'm so fucking hot. He came in 33 seconds. It's incredible.
If that.
Surely there's been, well, yeah, I mean, bro, there's probably been some girls here in LA who you've had your eye on for a second that are maybe, I mean, before Addison, obviously, like, you wouldn't do that to Addison. But before Addison, like, maybe there were some girls here that were hot and then you weren't able to last crazy long because they were so hot.
Dude, I lived in LA. I moved to LA when I was 17, right after I graduated.
Would you say you've been in LA for too long? Do you see the same hoes everywhere you go?
I mean, like, nah.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, like, I have went through that, like, but I don't go to those types of parties anymore. Like it's weird. It's like as you get more into the business, you start partying with the bigger people and shit. Like, so it's like I'm still going up. Like, I still see different people.
Who's the biggest celeb that has dapped you up and said, yo, I like what you're doing, Bryce Hall?
Is it all influencers? Or is there
There's influencers. I don't really like, I mean, like Young Bands, you know who that is?
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Young Bands was like, yo, this fucking hoodie's sick. Let me get it. And I took off my hoodie. I was like, here you go.
Fire.
And then he posted it on a story and I was like, all right.
Are you still a simple kid? Like, you still like, into the traditional things,
campfires,
like
marshmallows,
ice cream cones, or is it just like, yo, like if my bitch assistant don't pull my rolls up by like 9:30 a.m. with my breakfast of choice, like I'm right. Like, what's your deal?
No. I'm pretty simple. Like,
I will say, you came 15 minutes early, and we started 15 minutes late, and you were cool with it.
Yeah, no, you're not. Care. Like, I'm pretty simple. Like, I have an assistant. I have like all that.
Do you see it changing though?
Like, oh yeah.
You think you're gonna become a diva?
No, I think I'm going to get annoyed with a lot of things, even with, like, this sounds so dicky, but like paparazzi asking me personal questions.
No, Josie and I had this conversation the other day. Like, in general, it's a pretty invasive tactic.
Yeah. Like taking pictures of me without me knowing and shit.
Leave me the fuck alone. You know, you're eating lunch. You're exiting a restaurant with your girl, just trying to have a normal day.
And and we don't post about it and everything, and they still find us. I'm like, dude, I asked one of them. I was like, how the fuck did you find us? And he goes, I know what the car looks like. I'm like, where the fuck were you?
No, you have no idea. Their tactics are, I've seen them in trash cans. Man. I've seen them in dumpsters, Bryce. Dude.
Literally hiding in a bush one time.
Yep.
I'm like,
disguised as a bush.
full on
ghillie suit.
No, but it's like, you got to expect that. I mean, like, you got to expect that going into it. You know?
It's what you signed up for, sort of.
Yeah.
Did you expect to get here?
Yeah.
It was all.
I thought, like, even from just starting, like, at 14, I was always like, dude, I want to do this. I want to be at the top. I want to be at the top, and I want to keep going, and I'm not going to give up until I'm there.
What does that look like to you? Like, what? How will you know that you're at the top when you can finally look around, plant your foot and your flag, and say, "I did it"?
I don't think I'm ever going to be satisfied.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, does that scare you? It should.
No.
It should.
I like this mentality.
No. And trust me, I'm the same fucking way, bro. But at 35, it scares me. Can you imagine spending your entire life uncontent,
just not being satisfied?
Yeah. Can you imagine that, bro? Like, your whole fucking life, you're 60 years old with a wealth of portfolio behind you, and you've done a ton of great things, made a lot of people happy, and you're still unsatisfied with, and listen, I get it, I'm always thinking about the next thing too, constantly, 24/7, but I think you have to find a balance at some point and be cool with what you have. I mean, we experience burnout in some shape or another, or lack of creativity for content. Like, those things are coming your way, bro.
Oh, no. Trust me. I mean, I've experienced it in the past. Dude, I used to do fucking sit down videos. Like, that was driving me mentally insane. Like, cause I'm not a fucking sit down YouTuber. I can't just sit down and be like, hey, what is up, guys? I'm Bryce Hall. Like, that type of shit. I like to be fucking standing, moving, doing something. Like, I need to.
It's good you realize that at this age.
Yeah.
I went through that a little bit because I would see like KSI and PewDiePie.
I don't know how they do that.
I have no idea. And it's crazy because it works and there's such an appetite for that kind of content. But and I sort of tried. I experimented with it a little bit, but it just wasn't for me. Like, you're definitely a more active kid, which is harder long term, because how long are you going to be vlogging with your fucking boys? You know, 2 years.
Long term sit down videos, like you could do that fucking.
Bro, you could do it. That's a format that works and is repeatable for the rest of your life. PewDiePie will be sitting in that chair making really funny content for the rest of his life because it's the audience he's built and it fucking works. And I envy him for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I go outside and I'm fucking sitting in a basket launching myself off a treadmill. I'm 25, dog. Like, how much longer can I be doing this?
How do you think I feel? I somehow always get tangled up into it, too, and I'm 35. You're like, hey, man, do you mind jumping off this thing with this basket? And I'm like, fuck, dude, damn it. Of course, I'm your best friend. I'm going to let you do this stupid shit alone.
I mean, but, like, it's fun. Like, you know, it's
that's
like...
That's the problem. It's fun. So fun.
It feels like we're not aging.
I know. if it weren't for these crow's neck feet on my face...
Which we're getting taken care of.
You guys are getting Botox?
I don't know. What are they going to tell me to do? Are they going to tell me to use anti-aging? I used to look like you, porcelain fucking skin.
I feel like I look, yeah, very young for my
age. You don't have a wrinkle on your face, bro. You've got nothing, just two perfectly placed dimples and a fucking haircut from the gods. Dude, I actually catch some shit from the GF on the shit we do sometimes. Like, remember when we jumped that fence to play musical chairs on the side of the highway on that homeless person's plastic chair the other day?
Yeah. Well, she was mad she couldn't get over the fence.
No, she wasn't mad. She was just like, how long do you see this kind of stuff going on for? Yeah. I'm like, I mean, it that's the only thing that keeps me young. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I had the option to just do the 401k and the IRA and all that shit. And I left that job. I left corporate because, dude, I started to feel old, bro. I want to continue. I want to be young until the day I die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, so there is still some stuff that he does where I'm just like, yo, I can't fucking do that, bro. Because it's either going to hurt me physically.
Oh, by the way, like, those things are also the things that when I'm doing it, I'm just like, yo, I'm so old.
Dude, the fucking dude, I'm 20 years old doing fucking TikTok dances.
That's like, not
that
bad.
I'm not mad. But, I'm not like, mad.
Imagine me 25, bro. I'm out here tossing my hips.
You should have seen what he did the other day.
But think about this. Think about there's fucking people like Charlie who's just turned 16 and she has 57 million followers. That makes me feel like I'm turning 21.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're a failure, definitely.
Yeah, huge failure. You know what my favorite thing about those two sisters are? They're from Connecticut, dude.
Yeah, no, they don't have heads, like egos at all.
Oh, I thought you meant literally, dude. I was like, wait, if they've been photoshopping
two torsos with legs running around.
Egos, like they do. There's some people that like are on TikTok, you have to think. Like that are on TikTok and they blew up from like these dances and stuff that they think they are literally like fucking.
But in what scenario to their fans? Yeah.
To their like, fans and to other creators.
Nah. See, if you get around some real big dogs with that kind of attitude, you're fucked. You are a joke.
Yeah.
You Gary V. I saw he made a fiery little Instagram post about this. Yeah, I actually want to find it. He's like, you TikTok stars, you fucking idiots. You gain these fans and these followers, and they give you everything. Then when you meet them in real life, you act like you're the shit. And you don't owe them anything.
I mean, it's a like I can understand where he's coming from on that, obviously. But like, dude, I even when people show up to my house and shit, like I'm kind of an asshole.
Hold on, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different.
Like, I'm like,
oh, that's completely
don't show up to the fucking house. Yeah. Ever.
There's like people outside of my house all the time. Nope. And I've made so many public statements saying, stop coming to my fucking house.
For sure.
And like, they continue to do it. And then there's the parents. The parents that'll drive them, be like, you're really going to be an asshole and not take a picture? We drove 45 minutes. And I said, I've made so many public statements to not fucking come here.
No, yeah.
I'll take pictures with you anywhere else. Just not my fucking house.
So check us out. I had that attitude. I was a little harsh at first. And now, because it upsets me. It makes me a little angry. It makes me feel kind of
like an animal. Like
my privacy is invaded, like a zoo.
Yeah.
And at first I would get angry and yo, like, don't come to my fucking house. Now I take the nice approach that almost like what you're asking is ridiculous. It is so far-fetched. I can't believe you thought this was a good idea. So, hey man, they're outside my house. Hey man, can we get a picture? I'd be like, hey, come on guys. You know, I say, don't show up to my house. I can't do it right now, but anywhere else I got you.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nicer with it. And you'll probably get there too, because at the end of the day, you know, you're the idol.
I don't scream at them. I'm just like, hey guys, sorry, I don't take pictures outside my house. Because if you take a picture with one person, that just makes
hella people think. That's a problem. That's what happened with Jake in his first Team 10 house. Is he fed into it? Next thing you know,
people are always outside of his house,
and the neighbors hate him, and he has to. He gets evicted. Oh, dude,
we live in Bel Air. What do you think? What do you think our neighbors think?
Your house is also there's no gate. There's no gate. That house has always been problematic for that for the people because FaZe lived there beforehand, right? Yeah.
No, that's hype.
Sorry, right? sorry.
We're in Bel Air, so like they're in
They're in Dan Bilzerian's old house.
Dude, imagine
he doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah, no, I know. He got fucking evicted. Yeah, and he got exposed for renting it, right?
I don't know if he ever said he owned. I don't think he got exposed or anything.
Everybody knew he rented that place.
I was under the impression he's just a fucking loaded ass.
I mean, I think he is loaded.
More than you know. I heard some.
Then what did he get exposed for?
No, he never got exposed. I think it's just an opportunity to be like, oh, he doesn't own this. Like, nah, it's a $72 million.
Well, there's a lot going on there, dude. There's him, and then there's Ignite as a business, and there's a lot of, you know, some things are doing better than others, and there's just a lot of stuff coming to light. No doubt,
dude's a fucking G. He's a G.
Good guy too. You ever have a conversation with him?
No, I've never met him.
He's always been really nice. He's a nice dude.
I'm looking for this Gary V clip. I can't find it. Damn.
I gotta know. Are TikTok numbers real?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, it converts pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
So I would say, like, yeah, it has to be real. Maybe they fabricate the numbers a little bit. Like, maybe TikTok's like, oh, I want these creators to stay on, so let me boost
it. It just seems like 57 million followers on something is insane. Like, crazy. Very quickly. How long has it been for someone to blow up above 50 million on this
platform?
What,
has it been a year now or something?
Like, dude, she gained 50 million followers in a year.
Mind blowing.
I think she has more than 50 million because Addison has 50 million. I think she has 70 million.
But then here's the thing. We talk about conversion. Add in the fans that it then did for on other platforms. I mean, they also have another 30 million fans on Instagram. Like, the shit. Because trust me, I was in the same boat with that same question. When I started seeing videos on TikTok that had 500 million, a billion. You're telling me one eighth of the planet watch this man ride around on a fake broom with a mirror attached on it.
Zach King?
Yeah, I was like, what? And then I saw these people start to get 30 million followers on Instagram, and I'm like, yo. Because I talked a bunch of shit, a lot of shit, and then I started a TikTok eventually. I was like, yo, I need to start
a
TikTok.
I talk shit about TikTok too. Like, I used to fucking dog on it. Yeah, like, dude, I was at the launch. I used to be a Musical.ly kid, so I literally was at the launch, like, when they changed Musical.ly into TikTok, and I was drunk at this fucking change, and I was like, oh, dude, they think this is gonna be a thing? Fuck this, I'm not hopping on this shit. And then, you know, a year later, fucking all the kids popped off, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm on.
Listen,
you fucking idiot influencers, you fucking idiots. Like, you dream of having a life where you could do anything you want, when the reason that's possible is because people admire your work or your content or what you look like or how you make them laugh or how you make them feel. And then you go into the real world and they want to interact just a little something, and you try to act cool like you're somebody, you fucking dick. Be nice. Kindness is the fucking foundation of actual success.
Be fucking nice.
I love the comment, your top comment on there. It was like, preach, Gary Vee.
Yep,
dude, he's actually such a nice guy. Like, he just randomly DM'd me, I think like 2 months ago, and was like, keep killing it, G.
Did he say keep killing it, or did he say keep fucking killing it, you motherfucking G?
No, actually, let me pull it up. I can pull it up.
Dude, Gary V and I go way back.
You've been working with GV for a while.
He's had his finger on the pulse for a long time now. He always has been.
Now all he just cares randomly, about sports cards.
Randomly DMs me, and he's like, keep pushing, bro.
Yep. Yep.
And then I liked it. And then he goes, how you feeling, fam?
He's even got the lingo down.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he definitely studies this shit.
So have you been exercising loyalty in LA? I mean, I guess you guys are official, but...
I mean, it's not even hard. I mean, like, dude, I don't drink that much anymore. Like, I've drank 4 times in the past 2 months since my arrest.
Bryce, that's illegal.
No. I was in fucking Mexico and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not illegal.
Wait, did...
yeah, we did that.
Who had the hurry up on him? Was that you that had the powder? Did somebody have coke on him when you guys got arrested, or was it weed?
No. It was fucking weed, dude.
Oh, yeah. Same difference.
It was weed.
What happened there, bro? You were...
Dude, like, I mean, we got pulled over for no reason. Like, yeah, we were in a luxury Sprinter van, and actually I'm so happy that I got arrested because it kind of put me in check. But we were literally driving the speed limit. We're in a luxury van. We're in Giddings, Texas, so they don't see that shit often. They see my black security guard and my light-skinned driver driving with tinted-ass fucking windows in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like a Sprinter. And
so you're saying there's been some racial profiling going on. Huh? Oh, boy.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, boy. And like, we got pulled over. They asked immediately. Like, they're just searching. They pulled out my driver, and they just started searching him. And I was like, oh, my God,
that's
guys.
Illegal as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I go, guys, I'm, like, talking to all the people that are in the car. I'm with Jaden, Josh, my photographer, my videographer, and everyone. And I'm like, guys, if they check us right now, I'm having, like, a fucking speech right now. I'm like, if they fucking check us, guys, we're all going to jail for a very fucking long time.
Whoa. Why? What did you have on you? Fucking
4 ounces
of weed. 4 kilos? No. Bro, that's a fucking misdemeanor. In Texas? It's still a misdemeanor in Texas. In
Texas? No, anything over 2 ounces is a felony.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Felony possession in our yeah. for 2 ounces.
So it was plus. 4 ounces yeah. and like...
So why don't you divvy it up really quick and have everybody take like an eighth?
Yeah.
You know, just hand the shit out so everybody's at misdemeanor
level. We weren't even
level.
Thinking about that, dude. Everyone was so in shock. Like, We just
so
we
what
just
was like, so yeah. what was the result? I mean, usually if there's a search that's not done via reasonable,
I don't know
cause,
how much I can talk about it, but
all
they
right, fuck it, then yeah, don't
but,
say anything.
No, but what I'm gonna say, like, we were in jail for 13 hours. We got out.
How was it? You dropped the soap?
Oh no, it wasn't like
you were in a holding cell.
It wasn't a holding cell, yeah, but for 13 always... hours, and then we got out, and everyone said we were privileged and shit. But like, actually, we both Jaden and I, and even the people that didn't get arrested, came to a huge realization. And we leveled out after that. Dude, honestly, worst experience of my life. I don't want to ever go back.
No way.
Yeah. So they treated you like shit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
The food was gush. Like, it wasn't even real food. Wait, yeah. Banging on my fucking window at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah,
to
the
eat.
Holding cell evening nights are fun, dude.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
They're always fun.
I'm a little jealous of this, I gotta admit.
not a bad mugshot though.
No, so I've never had a mugshot, which is why like it'd be cool to have one, except I gotta like break the law, which I don't want to do.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But do they make you do a straight face? Like, why did you give a famous little Bryce Hall smirk?
Because I fucked up. Like, I got caught with fucking drugs. Dude, you know the shit that the press was covering, they made us look like fucking drug
That's
lords.
Why I asked drug the question lords. About
Yeah, dude. They're like, I thought two was... social media influencers caught with drugs.
But what you mean drugs? It's weed. We're
yeah,
about
it's weed,
right?
It's just
so depending on where you are, I mean, this is laughable. This
yeah.
is laughable.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
ain't laughable in Texas.
But not in Texas.
not laughable in
not
Texas.
In Texas. And dude, they woke me up. That was at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, so they don't tell you when you're gonna take
yeah,
the
no.
mugshot.
They woke me up at 4:30 and then
did you say like, can I at least put like saline in my eyes? Like, because your homie flexed his cheeks. Your homie bit down on his jaw.
he was low key posing for that shit. But
are you still going to court for that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. September 3rd is our court date.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Yeah, no. I mean, dude, it's like we're going the approach. Like, dude, we are changed. We don't do that. Look, dude, we haven't smoked.
First offense?
We haven't. Yeah.
First offense?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. They're gonna throw it. They're
he's
gonna
got
throw
he's got a out. A felony.
Coke charge.
No.
So there's something having to do with cocaine involved in this story.
It wasn't coke. It wasn't coke. But
fuck,
it was
dude,
a controlled substance.
Yeah, okay, there we go. We're getting closer.
Okay,
we're getting closer.
So that one wasn't me. So like, I got the class B misdemeanor, he got a felony.
There were no repercussions for them, like illegally searching the vehicle. You can't just pull.
It usually
holds up. You can if you get the right lawyer. It's called fruit of the forbidden tree when they find something without a reason to search
yeah,
or without consent. But I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, everybody always talks about that. Like, know your rights. You have the right to film. Police do not have the right to search your vehicle without consent, dude. If cops want to do something, they're just going to fucking make something up, bro. Oh, we smelled weed. Oh, we heard a gunshot in the area. Oh, when he was filming me, he brushed my face with his phone. And no fucking judge and no fucking court is going to throw that out. They're always going to side with the cops. So, like, That's just, unfortunately, that's where we're at.
We're pretty, like, confident. We have our lawyers. Like, we're
that's
ready.
That's why I'm saying. That's where your real privilege lies. You think it was the...
The bail?
You think it was the bail or the time you spent in a holding cell that was less than a minority might, but it's really in the quality of your lawyer. Because a lot of wealthy kids can bring top brass lawyers to the courtroom that will get charges eaten in a second.
Bro, who he is probably helped.
Oh, no, it did, but I'm just saying that the wealth is the even bigger one. Like, my lawyer for my charges was the prosecutor's best friend. They played golf together. Ooh. So when I paid my lawyer, he was just like, yo, this kid, Mike, we got to make that charge go away. And they're like, all right, dude, with the cigar, gone, dude. Yeah, like, dude, knocked it down. It's a fucked system.
That's fucked, bro. Yeah, it's fucked, but...
Bro, I got pulled over the other day. Four of us.
You're a badass.
Oh, shit. And I crossed the double white double line from the carpool lane. Yeah. You can't do that. It's illegal. I knew it was illegal. Four solid lines. Got pulled over like that, right? Cop comes up to my car, and I used to be so nervous to get pulled over. But, yo, and this is why I went on such a fiery rant. For the Black Lives Matter speech is because I said I can count on zero hands the amount of times I've feared for my life at a routine traffic stop, because he came up to the car just like the last five times I've been pulled over. License, registration, insurance, pretty harsh at first, whatever. I give it to him, and full responsibility. He's like, what'd you do? You know you did that? Yes, sir. I don't really have a good excuse. I was trying to get off on this exit over here, and I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. Goes to his car. 2 minutes later, comes back. He's like, yo, what size tires are on the car here? I'm like 40 inches, man. You can't get any bigger, actually. He's like, how many miles per gallon? I'm like, 5-6, absolute shit. He's like, great. Have a good day. He walks away. I'm like, what y'all just witnessed is the prime example that is white privilege. Like... It is what it. So in many ways, you got lucky. It sucks that your drivers had to go through that shit. But
yeah,
yeah. Texas don't fuck around.
They don't.
Texas. No.
What do you think? That's the Texas worst, dude. We drove 20 hours straight. We were 20 minutes from our Airbnb.
Yeah, you're allowed to do a lot of
Joe Rogan. You're allowed to carry fucking guns, but you can't have even a gram of weed.
Yeah. What's Rogan gonna do?
That is crazy.
How's Rogan gonna smoke his weed in Texas?
How's he gonna get his guests on his podcast in Texas
to smoke weed?
He's probably just going to fly him in with that big contract he's got. He's built an airport next door.
That's what I asked Mike. You think probably my guess is being on the Joe Rogan podcast warrants a flight to Texas.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of people who won't make that trip. Maybe Elon. Oh, Elon's moving to Texas, too.
Maybe.
He is, too.
I don't know in Texas. The weather's too hot. I love the weather here. I find that when I travel to Texas, sometimes I'm burning. Aren't you from Texas? Yeah, Justin's from Texas. It's hot as fuck there. Where are you from? Where are you from again?
Maryland.
Oh, same as
Evan. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Evan mentioned.
Yeah, he's from Maryland. Same area, too.
But he mentioned he saw you at a dwarf convention when you were 14 years old.
When I was 14.
What were you doing there?
It was actually in Boston, though.
Okay.
Like, I was in Boston at the time, and that's where I met him. Like, when I think I was 15, and we were going there because I had a girlfriend that was there.
Was she a dwarf?
No. I had a girlfriend that's in Boston. I had a girlfriend in Boston.
So I was there,
and then I heard that there was a convention. Didn't know what type of convention. So me and my friends, like, piss drunk, we showed up.
At 15? Bro, so let me get this straight. You were drinking before you were fucking?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's one crazy. Led to the other. That wouldn't be that super. So wait, and also I have a question. So you just, you get fucked up and you're like, yo, man, I heard there's a fucking convention nearby, dude. Like, what the fuck? Bro, what if you rolled up and it was like in a convention of like atomic science? Like, well, it didn't matter to you. You just
literally, like, it was the same hotel that, okay, so I went on tour for the first time when I was 14.
And it this was just keeps going down. What were you doing at 12? What were you doing at 8, bro? Like, were you doing
playing
acid?
With, like, toys and shit? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was doing acid and shit. But no, I'm kidding. No, so I was 14. I went on my first tour at that exact hotel. So it was like we were going to that hotel to kind of just, like, look back and be like, holy fuck, you know?
It's been a year.
But then, like, there was a convention there, and we were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We took pictures. It was actually on my fucking Instagram, like, of that convention, like, with three dwarves, like, on our bags.
Right.
They're fun. Those conventions are awesome.
So lit. Yeah. It's so fun.
I've been to two with Evan. They're sick. He said people were telling him then that this kid was going to blow up. And it was you.
Yeah.
At 15 years old, he already knew.
Yeah, that's actually crazy that they were saying that.
What were you doing on social media at 15?
That was the Musical.ly days.
Okay, so you were big on Musical.ly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty big.
Was,
Okay, so you were famous in high school.
Yeah, and that's why I got most of the shit. I was the only kid, only dude back in 2015 taking selfies and posting them.
Yeah, and it wasn't cool back then. People did not like that shit.
No, they didn't fuck with that at all.
But Evan saw it early on, to his point. And honestly, like, I've watched some of your longer form stuff, and it's very, very watchable. Like, I honestly do feel like you have the sauce to create content on YouTube.
Appreciate it.
I honestly do it. And to the point earlier about like, you know, Gary V's point, or even how you act towards your fans, like, I bet you're most excited to get love from the OGs. Because honestly, mm-hmm. like when Casey Neistat said that he was like good on your book, or like when he told me like, yo, this content's good, like that's the shit that really made me start fucking working hard, bro.
Dude, no, you it's know lit. It, that's the best feeling in the world, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got shit, man. I'm looking at a Bryce Hall Musical.ly compilation.
Oh, no, don't do it to him.
Don't do that to me.
Oh, don't. I saw that. Yeah. No.
Bryce, this is.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, do it to him. Go ahead, throw it up on the screen.
That was fucking me, dude. I know. Okay, all the viewers out there, this is me. This is what you had to do to get popping.
This is what you.
Dude, oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Okay, let's. All right, hey, let's move on. I'm down for the next segment.
The next segment is just more of these videos. Hey,
we all have these, man. We all have these.
Look at the Taylor one. That's the Taylor one right there.
Oh, yeah, he
was supposed to be here. I don't know where he's at, but.
Oh, he was supposed to come?
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, can Taylor come?
That's right.
Yeah, dude, his were bad too. This is me at 15. You have to think he's 18 at this point.
I remember. Yeah. I lived in at the W.
1600 Vine.
Yeah, it looks like he was across the way. Yeah. I mean, look.
This is what you had to do.
You're playing to a demo. It's all strategy, and it looks like it fucking paid off. So, and he's doing backflips. Like, we can make as much fun as we want, but I mean, the kids who made fun of you in high school, where are they now, Bryce?
Exactly.
They're doing his taxes now.
They're trying to hit me up.
That's what I'm saying. And
yeah, no.
You give him attention?
Yeah, no.
Money.
No, I literally just like I say the same shit. I'm like, hey, where was this love in high school?
You also, though, I will say, you and Taylor, as of now, and it's your job to keep the momentum going, have made it out of that pretty evidently, and it's obvious that you've transitioned in a real smooth way. But if you hadn't, mind you, these are the only videos of you on the internet that popped up. And for the rest of your life, you're that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's got to scare you.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But I'm saying the fact that he made it out of it.
Oh,
thank
it's
God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of, like, what would you call these? Not, like, fuck boys, but...
cringe.
Like, I-boys? Like, who are the guys who were, like...
E-boys. E-boys. Oh, was that E-boys?
No, is E-boys that? Are the computer guys. All I want to say is this. Thank you to both of you for having this phase so that I didn't have to. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you on Vine. Well, your stuff on Vine was great, but
no,
you on
no,
me.
I know.
I did the grind on me, bro. I did the you grind
did.
On me.
You did.
And you, oh, and yeah. you had Musical.ly right, and the stuff on Musical.ly you fucking looking back at you hate. So thank you to both of you. Like, honestly, I was able to just go right to doing cool shit on fucking YouTube.
Do you think in 2 to 3 years you're going to look back and be like, oh, fuck.
At my content now?
Yeah.
Hell fucking no.
Hell fucking yeah, you are.
Nah.
That's almost impossible.
Want to know why? Okay, you know what? Actually, yes. Here's why. I have some relief because all I do, and he knows this, and I'm sure you know this, and Mac does, all I do is just continue living, and occasionally I turn a camera on. There's no fucking act. There's no change. There's no character, no delivery for the fucking camera. That's the problem. Like George said, I'm still going to grow mentally. So the way I look back at myself, even off camera 3 years ago, hell fucking yeah, I'm embarrassed to that person.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
What I'm saying. It can't not happen.
For like, sure.
These are a sign of the times. And in 3 years, the times are going to be way different. Who knows? Who knows what's going to be? I'm going to be 28 years old. I'm going to be a dad then. Are you going to be a dad soon?
No.
You going to be a dad ever?
Yeah.
By accident?
No.
On purpose?
Intentionally.
That doesn't seem like that.
You're
gonna slip up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty careful with that shit.
How careful? What's your go-to
pull out? Dude.
Pull out method. 100%. 100% works, bro. Every fucking time.
Dude, I don't know how people can slip up on that shit. You pull out, you fucking.
No, hold on. What you mean? No, you don't pull out.
Huh?
Don't pull out.
Wear a condom.
No, he just doesn't pull out at all. His method is
way
worse.
Why would anyone do that?
Oh, see, yeah, that's gonna be
low key.
This is horrible advice. Horrible advice. No one take this advice.
I might not even have. Like, I'd rather not have sex than have to pull out.
Let me guess. You ask. Let me ask. Let me guess. Are you on birth control?
Me personally, no.
No, no, no. I'm saying like you asked the girl.
She's
that.
Not. Oh, she's not. Sometimes. Well, I have a girlfriend, so it's different.
Yeah. But is she on birth control?
Yeah, she is. So yeah. So. And I just can't, because I've been trying to like bypass the birth control, but that shit's worse.
That's what I'm doing, the bypass the birth control right
it's
now.
It's rare.
You can.
It's rare that they get pregnant.
If you study the cycle?
Like if you're nutting inside your girl that's on birth control, it's possible to get pregnant.
No, I'm talking about no birth control, but if you study the cycle. So like
is
insane.
I study the cycle. So like and by the way, neither of these are perfect. Birth control is the most perfect. Condom's obviously the top one, but
who the fuck is wearing those?
But listen, I've rolled out and pulled out for 20 years. 20 fucking years. I've probably had very few issues with
it. Dude, lost my virginity to fucking no condom. Like, lost my virginity
that's
to that shit and pull
cool.
out.
Yeah,
pull
you're
out.
Fucking
super cool.
Yeah.
See, I've been destined from the, or doomed from the start because my condom broke the first time.
Ooh.
So I've never been, I don't know, man. It's not for me, you know, to each his own. Different
stay safe,
literally
kids.
For different folks.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone watching, use condoms.
They
unless
are
you're
great.
Really, unless you're really good at pulling out,
but even then, it's risky. You know, I mean, shit.
No, I'm totally kidding.
You got to understand, there's an assumption of risk.
Even with condoms, because condoms actually, in a lot of ways, give you a very false security. Because I have actually had the condom break before and not notice until way too late, and I'm like fucking. Gut
you start
deep,
panicking.
Bro, and I pull out, and I'm like, "That was amazing." Oh, I don't know why these condoms were great; like, they felt like the real thing. Oh my god, why is the condom around the base of my cock right now? That's happened to me before. And then if that happens in Manila or some shit, bro, you're in trouble, bro.
What do you mean Manila?
Or like
the country in the Philippines?
Yeah, bro, or like some other high risk fucking
bro, what
country.
What you talking
dude?
About? Country in the Philippines?
Yeah.
You're just fucking over there, you're dogging?
You might be if you're there.
I feel like it's a good time to say that if you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
Such a great
thing. It's good stuff. They offer performance enhancement for the bedroom. You could probably use it anywhere. The bedroom seems to make the most sense, but if you're wild, like I've had sex in some pretty weird places, and you don't always have to be in the bedroom, but they can work faster, they're chewables than some of the other competitors. All right,
run it back.
What do you mean run it back?
Nothing. Let's start over.
No, I'm running right, fully bad. With this ad read. Okay. This is how we do it. It's authentic, and Blue Chew is, you can be taken on a full or empty stomach. The online consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two, the Viagra and Cialis that they're talking about. It only takes a few minutes to connect. Yeah, you're right.
Keep going.
There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation. There's no waiting in line at a pharmacy, and the ships directly to your door in a discreet package. Chewables from BlueChew.com are made in the USA, and they give you confidence in bed. Again, or anywhere, every single time. Like, bro, I've had sex.
You can chew it anywhere?
You could chew. Yeah, if you have a mouth.
Oh, cool.
You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. I got a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code Logan, BlueChew.com. Back to the programming. You've been traveling a lot in the U.S., or at least you were.
I haven't traveled since the arrest.
Okay. Yeah. You trying to travel again? You itching to go somewhere? Like maybe Europe?
Dude, I'm going to go to Louisiana.
Oh, that seems like a nice place to go.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's for a wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where about?
Whose wedding?
It's one of Addison's friends from her high school or her college.
So there's going to be a picture of her in a dress, you in a suit. Like, that's going to go crazy.
I don't know if we're going to be dressing like that, like attire-wise. But
have you ever worn a suit?
I think prom when I was 16.
You went to prom?
Yeah.
Taken by an older girl?
Yes.
Stud.
Nice job. Was she
would have expected?
Was she
else?
Like one of the vixens? A
different school, actually.
Brought the out of town thing.
That was you, huh?
That's a power move because there's always in your town. There's always the girls at the other school that are smoke shows, sure, and everybody at your school is like, yo, you ever see that fucking Stephanie from Jonathan Law, dude? Yeah. She's fucking smoking. And
it was it was mainly because no girl at my school would fuck with me. So I was like, all right, maybe.
Oh, so
and that
you
actually ended up being the girl that I lost my virginity to.
Cool.
Nice shot.
Yeah, you had to branch out. Smart. Yeah.
You fucked yourself in your own city and you had to go elsewhere. They were like, yo.
Well, no, she just went to a rival school. Like, she went to like a school in my state. Mm. Just like, yeah.
The girls from the different schools we're from were the hottest.
The hottest ones,
but they wouldn't fuck with us. The girls from our school would always fuck with the dudes from the other school. Like, and so,
yeah,
and
we
so,
always lost.
Yeah, no, we, our grade.
No, we won pretty well.
Our grade sucked.
What sport was
your
team?
That's why we dated older. It worked out.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we won. Working.
Yeah, that.
What sport was your school good at? Wrestling, obviously.
No, it was just me.
Any sports?
Baseball
was our,
football was ours.
So that usually the school that has the better football team is the school that gets.
Oh,
the,
yeah, that was not
no, the football team from my school were slaying.
Really? Did the, did the rival kids. School have the better football team?
The private school?
When we were seniors, we made it to the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. Like,
oh,
that,
nice.
That was the only year though. Before we went, I think we were like 3-7. When we were seniors, we went 9-1.
Were you on the team?
I was, yeah.
What was your position?
Running back and linebacker. Right. Yeah, sure. 1,500 yards, bro.
Yeah, no, football wasn't my sport.
What did you play?
I was soccer and wrestling. Yeah, no.
Interesting.
I know
combo too,
right?
Yeah. And since you like combat sports, were you like kind of fucking people up
soccer,
on
yeah, that's
soccer?
Why that's why I quit, because I was like, fuck, dude, I was
shoulder checking. I can imagine
just getting
bro.
Red cards left and right.
Yeah, dude, that's I had some fucking.
Yeah, the soccer kids in high school were a little on the softer side.
Those were the ones that everyone made fun of.
Yeah, the soccer kids didn't always were like that. Like they were more brainiacs.
Let's call them sophisticated, bro. Other guys got like mammals, like Bryce Hall, just checking everyone, like doing double on him in the middle of the soccer field.
No, when I played soccer, I didn't wrestle, so like I didn't know how to do any of that.
How long did you wrestle for?
3 years.
And did you qualify state?
I was pretty nice, but I also like had dude. Viral videos of me getting fucked up, and then you know those are posting now, so everyone's like, oh, this guy's a pussy.
Yeah, I asked because why this is also interesting to me. Wait, do you have your GED?
Yeah, I graduated like 2017
in Maryland.
Diploma, yeah.
Okay, cool. So Jake did it, and he was getting famous in high school as well, and he'd get beat in wrestling or someone would win,
and then
people shouting from
viral.
The crowds like, yo, Jake Paul fucking lose. He had to go through the trials and tribulations of being famous and hated on in his home city when he was first coming up.
It is the worst. Yeah. And now like the videos are going viral, I assume. Like they go viral years later.
Well, Bradley Martin's probably watching the tapes.
He's like, I need to see how this kid fucking wrestles. Yeah, now
he's feeling good about that match, bro.
Yeah, no, he dude, man's a tank, bro. Like,
yeah, big boy.
He's gonna throw me. I already know. Like, he's
really,
fucking,
you gotta. Yeah, I mean, you gotta believe in yourself.
You gotta.
Bro.
You're using the wrong strategy.
No.
You
like,
never
I'm going
picked up his tree trunk leg. No single legs. I swear to God, don't do it.
What's the strategy? Give him the
you
advice.
Gotta bring a slingshot.
Nope.
Low single.
George, what's the story?
No, that could work. That could work. It's a balance thing. You got to use his momentum and energy against him. Like, were you an offensive wrestler?
Yeah.
Okay. I was defensive, so it's probably be a bit easier for me to wrestle a guy like you'd wrestle these dudes. I'm sure you remember who were just brick fucking shit houses.
Dude, I was in the weight class where it's like I was 145, 152 area.
Tough weight class.
So it's like either they're chubbier or they're fucking yoked.
Yep, they're yoked.
Yeah, there's no in betweens.
Well, you can't with the strong guys, especially if you're not stronger than them, which I wasn't a lot of the time. You have to use their momentum against them. You have to catch them slipping. You got to fake them out. Like if I were you wrestling Bradley Martin. Push and pull him and see where his weight is going, and then
hey,
use that against him.
Don't tell me this on camera.
He was
going to
whisper it.
Bradley, he's going to shoot doubles on you. Watch out.
Only doubles, dude. I'm going to pick, dude. Pick your ass up.
you could probably get him in a blast double if you went
stuck your head in the middle of his chest,
hands around
neck.
The ankles. No, that's why you got to bow that shit, and you got to do neck exercises. We all know the wrestlers with no necks.
Yeah, dude. But the bad thing is I have such a long neck, you know?
You do.
You do have a long neck.
Dude, for a wrestler, too. Like, dude, that was, like, my biggest thing. And, like, dude, when they'd try to fucking crossface me, they'd hit me across the Adam's apple, and I always had, like, a fucking big-ass Adam's apple.
You want to do some shrugs after this?
Dude, I...
He's not doing drugs anymore.
No, not shrugs.
Shrugs. Shrugs.
I gotta piss so bad.
Right? Yeah,
I've been waiting.
No, I think we wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's all we got. That was fun, Bryce. Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, cool to finally do something with you, man. We should do some stuff in the vlogs too.
Hell yeah.
See what happens. And congrats on everything. You're fucking killing it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, excited to see what you do next. Keep selling that party animal merch. You can get where?
Partyanimal.shop.
That makes sense.
Copy your merch.
Follow him on Instagram @BryceHall. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening to Impulsive, number one podcast in the world. Hit that subscribe button, and we will see you next time. Take it easy, fam.
Peace.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.